The HBO documentary film Private Violence debuted this week. It expands the current conversation on domestic violence, which seems to focus only on the NFL. Reporter Tanya English has been tracking efforts by area police departments to better understand when a domestic violence situation is about to escalate from bad to far worse. And she also spoke to one of the women featured in Private Violence. Let's hear her story.
Kit Gruel wears cowboy boots and lots of purple. It's the color advocates have adopted to raise awareness about domestic violence. Throughout the documentary, we watch Gruel counsel a North Carolina woman who was forced to take a cross-country trip with her estranged husband. Over several days, he beat her severely in front of their two-year-old daughter.
Did he ever threaten to kill you?
Yeah, lots of times. My mom called the police officers, and one of the officers said that he knew my husband and that he knew he was a violent person, but he wasn't violent enough to kill someone.
I caught up with Gruel on her cell phone just before a film screening in Iowa. She says even well-meaning family and friends still ask battered women, why don't you just leave?
She's the one that understands more than anyone else exactly what he's capable of, because she's been living with him. So if he has said to her, if you ever leave me, I'll find you and I'll kill you, then that becomes her working reality.
Gruel says leaving can be the most dangerous thing a woman can do. She tracks press reports on domestic violence and says often it's not a husband or a boyfriend who ultimately kills, but an ex or an estranged partner. For too long, the community response wasn't adequate, she says, among judges, police, and doctors.
The physicians have historically said nothing because they didn't know what to say. And so when I used to go to the medical school at Chapel Hill, I would say to the medical students, first thing is, it's not your job to fix this. And you could almost see the relief.
But experts do want doctors and police to ask a few basic questions. Write a report. Be a witness. Listen and believe a woman when she says she's being hurt in her own home.
Remember, so many victims think this is their fault.
Rita Buckley Connolly leads the Domestic Abuse Project of Delaware County. There have been 8 homicides related to domestic violence in the county in 2014. That's twice as many as the year before. Maybe it's economic pressure, maybe there's just more crime overall. Connolly says it's tough to pinpoint the problem, but she says the growing ethnic diversity in Delaware County makes it hard to craft prevention messages.
Different understandings, different views, different religions about this issue, different views about the role of women.
Several Delaware County police departments are now learning to use a danger assessment questionnaire to identify high-risk situations before domestic violence becomes murder.
It's also a resource for the officer, so that if he or she is not 100% sure about what he's hearing or what she's hearing, getting another advocate involved immediately, whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock on a Sunday night.
It's about 5 extra minutes, taking time with the victim to go through the questionnaire.
Sergeant Roger Aulis uses the assessment on the job at the Coatesville Police Department, and now he's training Delaware County officers to ask the right questions, such as, has he ever used a weapon against you? Has he threatened to kill you or your children? Do you think he might try to kill you? Answer yes to any of those 3 red flag questions, and that prompts an immediate referral. Aulis has the hotline number pre-programmed in his cell phone, and he urges battered women to get on the line to speak with an advocate who can help make a safety plan.
We have a lot of things around our duty belt. I have my extra magazines, my firearm, my baton, 2 sets of cuffs.
The questionnaire is another tool when Aulis knocks on a family's door.
It's volatile. No one really calls 911 when something good's happening. Officers sometimes in the past would walk away from a scene wondering what else could they do.
Men have been murdered by an intimate partner in other parts of the country. But in Delaware County, it was women killed by men. Deputy District Attorney Michael Galantino says for 6 of those cases, there's no record that the battered woman ever spoke to an advocate or was referred to a shelter.
One common thread is many of these victims feel like they can handle it on their own. And we have a lot of cases where the victim misjudges the risk that the situation will escalate and result in his or her death.
During a training session, Prosecutor Galantino talked about a 1995 case in the city of Chester that seems to still haunt him.
Her friends actually said to her, why don't you stay here with us? Why don't you stay away from him after what he did to you? And Veneer's exact words were, "No, I'll be okay. He's not going to do it again." Sound familiar? Have you heard that on these calls?
Veneer Harris's boyfriend beat her, punched her, and broke her cheekbone. Prosecutors took on the case, but Harris didn't show up in court. She'd already missed work to heal her face, and she was worried about losing her job. The judge dismissed the case. The boyfriend, Bruce Davis, was released from prison, and hours later, he found Harris.
A short time after getting home, Bruce demanded her money and her car so that he could go buy drugs. When she refused, he took a butcher knife and stabbed her to death.
Galantino says the questionnaire is a first step to getting women help earlier. Delaware County is using the danger assessment tool first developed in Maryland a decade ago. Since then, that state has recorded fewer repeat 911 calls, and there's been a drop in intimate partner homicides. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.